Who blinked? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
We stand here home and free.
Journalists Laura Ling and Yuna Lee brought home from North Korea by Bill Clinton. Now everybody wonders, who blinked?
You do have the, at least in the translation, the North Koreans saying that he did apologize, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton saying he did not.
Former UN Ambassador John Bolton, who thinks the Obama administration is way too soft, says this might have been a cover for some serious nuclear horse trading, and in any case, is a huge propaganda victory. He says now Iran might want a visit from Bill Clinton to retrieve those American hikers who wandered across the border. But frankly, a lot of us don't get this whole face-saving game. If Iran wants a visit from Bill Clinton, send him. They want Paula Abdul. Send her. She's got the time now. If it turns out we did some nuclear negotiation, why not? We know what North Korea wants. They want to be paid off. The way we paid off the Sunni resistance in Iraq. Well, North Korea's entire GDP is $40 billion. We paid $50 billion just to bail out General Motors. Wall Street bankers could buy most of what North Korea produces out of last year's bonuses. The U.S. has nothing to prove here. North Korea can't bring us down. Nobody can, except our own dishonest money changers. So if North Korea got some FaceTime with Bill Clinton, who cares? What exactly was the big propaganda coup? Oh, yeah. That front page picture of him sitting next to Kim Jong-il, which reminded us that Kim is even shorter sitting down. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.